Pittsburgh has seen a bit of an economic turnaround in recent years, but it is clear that not every neighborhood has been part of the renaissance. 90.5 WESA's Mark Newtbar reports many Homewood residents are hoping to move from the missing out category and into the leading the way category.
What comes to your mind when you hear the word Homewood? For many Pittsburghers, it might bring to mind something like was heard recently on the KDKA TV news.
It was a ShotSpotter notification to Pittsburgh police that this shooting had taken place here in Homewood. When officers got inside of the apartment, they found two young men dead inside.
But when you ask William Baker, who's owned the Homewood grocery and deli known as Baker's Dairy for 50 years, he says he senses a community on the rise.
I'm seeing new housing, new stores, new businesses, new entertainments, new churches.
Both perceptions are true at some level. There are a lot of shootings, but there is also a lot of new development. And according to Pittsburgh Mayor Bill Peduto's chief of staff, Kevin Acklin, for the first time in generations, there's an opportunity for economic growth in Homewood.
I mean, it's an example of a neighborhood that has long suffered, not only from a lack of attention from City Hall, but actual disinvestment. And our view is that development that is coming into Homewood needs to be done in a manner that empowers the people in the neighborhood that have lived through the hard times. And there are a lot of good people.
Acklin says that will only work if the residents come together and work together. Shirley Fuller understands that.
This is going to be a stressful process. Development is stressful, particularly when people have been in a community for a long time and they don't want to move.
Fuller runs the Homewood Concerned Citizens Council. Hers is one of seven groups that combined last summer under the umbrella group, the Homewood Community Development Collaborative. The task is huge. Since the 60s, the population of Homewood has dropped from about 35,000 residents to its current 6,000. About half of the property in the one-square-mile neighborhood is either owned by the city or the Urban Redevelopment Authority, and many parcels are so delinquent on their taxes that the past-due bill is greater than the value of the land. That means if a developer wants to start a project in Homewood, it has to go through the city. And the city, according to Operation Better Block Executive Director Jerome Jackson, is working closely with the community.
For a developer to purchase property from them, they have to get a letter from us.
To get that letter, the developer's proposal must fit into a master plan created by Operation Better Block as part of the Neighborhood Collaborative. Months of community meetings were held, maps were verified, and once it was clear which properties were occupied, vacant, or abandoned, residents were asked what should be done with each parcel. They then drew up a map and went door-to-door seeking feedback.
And then they gave us input, and then we took all that information and put it in for meeting two, and we did the same between meeting two and three. And at meeting three, we unveiled the final plan.
Jackson says they reached 2,600 of the 2,700 households in the community. But for all that input, some people are still nervous, like Earl Davis, who cuts hair at Wade's Barbershop on Kelly Street. He says he has seen the development in East Liberty and Lawrenceville and doesn't like it.
I'll put it this way. At one time, I lived in an apartment in East Liberty on Highland Avenue, and I was paying $4.25 a month rent. Right now, they have a big sign up front, one bedroom, starting at $1,200 a month. The development I see is pushing everybody out who's currently in the area because we won't be able to afford to live here.
Davis says he owns property in Homewood, but he rents it out and lives in Verona. Bob Pigg sits in the barber chair. He lives in Wilkinsburg and says he's next.
They coming right on up the valley. This is what you call the big valley. They're going to take over the valley.
Who's they?
Who do you think? You are.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Who? Huh?
I don't work for the URA. No, I don't work for the city.
Don't hand me all that bull. That's bull, man. I know better. I know better.
Black community. And now every day we see white people walking through. They're taking
moving
pictures
in.
Of all the different little spots. And they come by here and take pictures of the building and whatnot. Like, oh, what are you? Is the plan already? Is it like a map and you already got it on paper where everything's being developed? I feel like I'm part of a chessboard getting ready to be moved.
Moved out.
What can you guys do?
We don't know.
Back at Operation Better Block, Jerome Jackson understands their concerns but sees a different future.
So in Homewood, what we're looking to do is create a cultural destination of African-American culture. So looking at food, services, and, you know, those kinds of things. So maybe like a Lawrenceville, but with a different flavor and a different focus.
Jackson says he thinks it will happen, thanks in part to the spirit of cooperation that has been built between the city and the Homewood Community Development Collaborative, and the cooperation among the members of that collaborative. He also thinks the stigma of being a violent neighborhood might actually help shape the development for the better.
Crime in our neighborhood is like a double-edged sword, right? It is. It stops folks from coming in, but it also gives us time, right, to get our act to get, you know, where we need to be, so that we don't have that happen, so folks are not coming in buying property and doing whatever.
The city and the URA have assembled a multi-acre site on Hamilton Avenue across from the library that could be used for a large anchor development. Many of the groups that form the collaborative have their own smaller redevelopment plans already underway, including the Homewood Renaissance Association, where Dina Blackwell is the CEO.
We don't always need the outside, you know, to tell us what we want and what we need. We know what we want and what we need. You can come and help us to do that, but do that without the premise that you're going to take over.
Blackwell does not want to see a Homewood with 35,000 residents. Her group is focused on helping homeowners take control of the vacant lots next to their homes to create side yards and gardens. They're working on facade improvements for homes and have a goal of 20 home rehabs each year. The master plan calls for a mix of low-income, subsidized, and market-rate homes, with the goal of the casual passerby not being able to tell the difference. And Blackwell is optimistic.
I came to Homewood 17 years ago, and it's always been the place that could be, you know, recreated through hope by the people. I've always seen it as a place that was going to be the example nationally of how to transform a community and reconstruct it by using the people that are there and then inviting people in to join who's there.
Projections vary as to how long it will be before the residents can hold up Homewood as a national example. Some say 10 years, others 3 years, and Blackwell says today. It's also unclear how much it will take to fund all of the work, but according to Jackson, that number starts in the $150 million range. I'm Mark Neutbar, 90.5 WESA News.